If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Good afternoon. Protesters used water pistols against tourists in Barcelona and Mallorca yesterday as demonstrators marched to demand a rethink of an economic model they believe is fueling a housing crisis and erasing the character of their hometowns. The marches were part of the first coordinated effort by activists concerned with the problems of over-tourism across southern Europe's top destinations. While several thousand rallied in Mallorca in the biggest gathering of the day, hundreds more gathered in other Spanish cities, as well as Venice, Italy and Portugal's capital Lisbon. Around 5,000 gathered in Palma, with some toting water guns, as well as chanting "Everywhere you look, all you see is tourists." The island has seen housing costs skyrocket as homes are diverted to the short-term rental market. Hundreds more marched in Granada and in the northern city of San Sebastian, as well as on Ibiza. Protesters in Barcelona blew whistles and held up homemade signs, saying "One more tourist, one less resident." The European Investment Bank will back a planned power interconnector between Spain and France with an investment of 1.6 billion euros, it said this morning, after Spain and Portugal's governments sought EU help to improve their power links following a huge blackout back in April. The EIB, the European Union's lending arm, said it would support the Bay of Biscay interconnector via loans to both Spain and France's power system operators, who aim to launch the 400-kilometre project in 2028. The subsea link would increase the amount of power that France and Spain can exchange from 2.8 gigawatts to 5. Work to strengthen an existing interconnector between France and Spain is expected to finish this year. And right-wing party Vox has presented a bill to stop the advance of solar power panels at the expense of olive groves. Last week, party members claimed that due to government financial incentives and under the guise of energy transition, olive groves were being destroyed to make way for solar panels in rural areas. In southern Spain, more than 500,000 olive trees have been felled, including traditional groves with trees some 100 years old or more, to install huge solar parks in some of the most fertile areas. Vox claimed they brought no benefit to farmers and entire rural communities were left deserted, and the process was carried out without proper planning or environmental studies. In addition, it accused both the left-wing Socialist Party and the centre-right Partido Popular of colluding to push the green agenda. Vox's bill, to be discussed in Congress, aims to tighten regulations for solar parks and reverse the expansion of those already built. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.